Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're talking about Yasiel Puig, and again, so many guys chiming in about that conversation. We will get back to that, but we want to bring in our buddy Nick Green from Fox Sports South into the program. And let's start there, Nick, because this move that the Braves have made to go out and acquire Yasiel Puig, he had choices. He could have signed somewhere else. He decides to come to the Braves. What are your expectations for him, and do you think it's a good move?
I actually think it's a pretty good move. I feel like they needed to go sign somebody after Nick Markakis decided he wasn't going to play this year. So with Freddie Freeman down, there aren't many options to go get. And I actually was an advocate for getting Puig for 1 year in the past. So I felt like if you could trade for him, you could get him for 1 year. It would be a good move. I think a change of scenery for him is a good thing. I know he was in L.A. for a long time. Since that, he didn't do so well. So I still think he's got a lot to play for. He's only 29 years old. And right. to put him in a short season like this, I think it's a win-win for the Braves, honestly.
That's the thing, Nick. I know that like his reputation does precede him in some circles. We were defending him, saying, look, I don't know if it's going to turn. I don't think it turns the clubhouse upside down. This clubhouse has enough veterans and mix of young guys where it'll take care of itself, won't it?
Absolutely. That was my whole point is, like, yeah, he might be the guy that wears on you if you sign him to a multi-year deal. Some guys might not like the way he plays the game, he approaches the game. But I think he brings energy. I think he brings excitement. I think the Braves have the right mixture, as you said, in the clubhouse where the antics wouldn't go on, that they might go on somewhere else. I think Snicker's a great example to lead this team, and he doesn't put up with anything. So there's so many times that during the course of a season that Snicker goes in and has conversations with guys about things they've done, the way they're acting, the way they're playing, all that stuff that we never hear about, we never see. And I think that Snit knows how to handle that, so I don't think there's going to be a problem with Puig. I think he's going to bring a lot to the table in a 60-game season. I'd like it, honestly. I don't see where there's any downside to it, other than the fact that he's not left-handed, which mm-hmm. I think they probably wish they could have gotten a lefty bat. But Puig actually splits reverse anyway, so he hits righties better than he hits lefties. So, I think it's a win-win. I think he's going to be completely fine.
It is Nick Green, Fox Sports South, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, talking about our Braves. As far as a couple of question marks, we've been debating this. We didn't get through spring training to figure it out, and we certainly haven't had the first few months of the season to do it. So you're going to start this sprint of 60 games. Who's at third base? Who's your everyday third baseman? Or do you even worry about that and you platoon both Riley and Camargo?
Well, I think you might have to have Riley play first base to start the season out because of Freddie Freeman. So I think there's your answer there. Camargo will go to third, and then they have their outfield filled with Yasiel Puig signing. So as far as who's going to be there in the long term, I think it's going to play itself out. But you can't afford for somebody to struggle for 2 weeks and just let them keep riding it out. I think that you have to play the hot hand with Camargo and Riley I think that's where they're going to be. I don't think Whatham's going to stick with the job if they're struggling, which you could over the course of 162, but not over 60 games. It's going to be who's hot. And I hope Riley gets back to where he was when he first came up last year. I thought he had a great spring training. He looked really good as far as his swing was concerned. He actually showed a lot of confidence, which I was wondering about, because when you struggle for as long as he did, the next year it's almost like, can I really do this, or is last year who I really am? And Riley showed in spring training that he kind of let that go, and he made adjustments. So I think he's going to be a big part of the club. Camargo has something to prove. Camargo wants to be the guy. He didn't have the job last year because of Josh Donaldson, and he struggled. So I think both those guys have something to prove, and I think you're going to see the hot hand at third base for the majority of the season.
It is our man Nick Green from Fox Sports Southeast, played in the big leagues for a decade, and always a great time to catch up with Nick. So we got a lot of guys, and an expanded roster. I know we're going to carry maybe 16, 17 pitchers because you're going to be going through them like socks. But how do you like how we set up for the designated hitter? I mean, Duvall out there. You just mentioned Camargo. I mean, even Culberson. How do you like the DH for us?
I love it. And the reason I love it the most, and I think this is probably how everybody feels, is that Marcelo Zuna slides right in there perfectly. I think that you could hide him in right field in Atlanta, but at the same time, I'd rather have Acuna in right than Ozuna in right. So what happens now is, now you don't have to worry about that. Now you have Ozuna sliding in. He's probably going to play some outfield, but you're going to have other guys DHing and bouncing around too. So the depth they have, especially after the Puig signing, is just huge. And it's just another bat that they have. Last year, I don't know if I would have loved them having the DH, because they wouldn't have had that power bat as a DH, which ultimately is what you want. But now this year, I think with adding the DH and adding Ozuna, you have other guys that can fill in the outfield. You mentioned Duvall. He's really a guy you want to play the field because he's really good left field. If Ender struggles, you still have depth there and you still have a DH. So I like it. I think it sets up perfectly for the Braves. I don't think they planned on it, but I think it's going to work out nice.
Nick, do you like the idea, and I want to explain this to our listeners who may not be aware, that the term is called opener in baseball. Uh-huh. You may have seen it in the last few years it's become, I think, more aware from fans. But it's basically starting the game with a guy out of the bullpen. And in a shortened season, I'm curious to know, because I've heard, not only the Braves are thinking about this and Snicker potentially using some guys out of the bullpen with the deepness of it, but do you like the idea of starting a game that way, maybe allowing a guy to get through one or two or three hitters and then maybe going, with the starter after that? I know it's weird, but how do you feel about this opener?
I'm growing to be okay with it, I guess. I still don't love it. It just depends on how your team sets up. And the Rays are the team that really used that opener and they made it a thing. Mm-hmm. But the Rays didn't have a fifth starter. So they had an incredible bullpen, and they still do. If you go look at that bullpen, it is insane. They have seven guys throwing 95 and up in that bullpen. So they didn't have the fifth starter, but they have the depth as far as bullpen's concerned to get them started to every fifth day. Do the Braves need that? I don't think the Braves need that. Maybe it comes into play. I don't know. We'll see how Sean Newcomb's spot turns out. Kyle Wright, if he's going to be that fifth starter. I think with the Felix Hernandez opt-out, I think that you're looking at all options. Do I love the opener? I don't love it. But sometimes it works out. And if you have the depth in the bullpen to do that, then it's not necessarily a bad thing, and that's what the Rays have shown too. And if my biggest thing is, if you're going to use the opener, that means you don't have a fifth starter, So the ultimate goal is to have five guys that can start and go five, six innings. If you don't have that, then you have to use the opener. But I'm growing to be okay with it more, just seeing it more and more. But I don't think the Braves necessarily need it right now.
Yeah, I've seen remember last year, I was at the A's, used it once, and Carl and I were watching the game live, and we were like, what the deuce? It just looks funny. It's hard. I mean,
Sergio Romo came out, and he was an opener for a few games, too.
Right.
And he was typically a closer, which was kind of strange, but they do it.
Yeah, I just, like I said, Carl and I, we're old enough to remember complete games. You know, it was a thing. But anyway, Nick Green's with us, guys, from Fox Sports Southeast as we're getting ready for baseball season. So, yeah, we talked about the bullpen. The Braves, obviously, and we do have a great bullpen. That's one of the moves that was made. Who's going to emerge as the closer? Because all the guys we picked up, and then it was actually the setup man, Melanson, kind of became the closer last year.
Well, I think he's still the guy right now. And Will Smith's the guy that can close, but Will Smith, he's on the COVID injured list. So, right. We still don't know what the deal is with him. I think right now you sit and you say Melanson's the guy. He did it last year. He's done it in the past. Shane Green can do that, but Shane Green showed last year that he was probably better suited for a setup role or a seventh inning role, maybe multiple innings, which you might see out of him this year. I think that closer job sticks with Melanson right now. And when Will Smith comes back, then he could be an option too, but to be able to have three guys in that bullpen that you can actually count on to close and you're comfortable with, I think it's huge. I think that's where Alex Anthopoulos really focused on getting quality relievers that can pitch the back end of the game. You know, they can close games out, they can pitch the eighth inning, but they can also do other jobs as well. So I think Alex has done a really nice job with that. But I think you're looking at, right now, Mark Melanson being the closer.
Nick, have you heard anything about Freddie, how he's doing, his condition?
I just heard that he's doing better. I don't know how his symptoms were. I know that he was fatigued, that he wasn't feeling great there at the beginning. I don't know if he's better or not. You know, when you hear from the media, they're going to continue to tell you he's getting better and hopefully he'll be back soon, but you just don't know, and I haven't really heard anything.
And then we've been asking about Cole Hamels, and I know he's there, and he's been talking to guys like Freed and talking about off-speed pitches, two L.A. dudes. But should we expect Cole Hamels to be ready to roll here?
I'm not that optimistic, honestly. Hopefully he does get back and he's able to pitch. I think that that's another spot where the opener could come into play if Colin Wright's not ready, because Kyle Wright, I believe, is just now throwing maybe for the first time coming up in the next day or so. So I think he was a little behind coming into this summer camp. But Cole Hamels is a guy that's going to bring a lot of value, whether he pitches or not. Hopefully he's healthy, but, you know, the shoulder injury early in spring training, and then now he's got the tricep tendonitis. I'm not that optimistic he's going to be out there opening day. When he gets out there, I'm not sure, but I expect a lot from him if he is healthy. If he that's the big question, though, if he's healthy. And right now it looks like it might be, down the road before we see him on the mound.
Braves still the best team in this division, or are you going Nationals now that they won the World Championship?
Well, this is crazy, because I feel like you have to go. I think the Braves have had the team to do it, and they have the team to win the division. So I would like to say they're the favorite, but how can you go against the team that won the World Series? So, with the starting rotation that the Nationals have, I think that they still have to be the favorite. I think every Braves player should look at it like that, where you're chasing the Nationals, because they have what you want. They have the World Series title, and that's where the Braves want to be. So, I'm looking at it as the Braves are chasing the Nationals, although I think the Braves have completely have the team to be the best team in the East and go deep into the playoffs.
Nick, great job, man. As always, we look forward to getting the season underway and, of course, visiting with you throughout the season. Fox Sports South. Thanks so much, brother.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.